you know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the Force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like
Jinx and Sue podcast post show for episode 50. The day you thought would never come. No, I don't know.
What?
50 podcasts.
Oh. Yeah.
Sure. Thanks for the input.
When you think about how ghetto it all started, and yeah.
Still
Josh
ghetto.
And I were sharing a mic.
You were never sharing a mic. We always had three mics.
Yeah, I don't remember those days.
You
or if what Josh was using was a mic, I guess.
You're well, thinking what? Of the,
it was like a
oh
call
God.
Box.
We had stand problems. I remember that.
No. The mic that he had was just shitty.
No, I'm saying like
was it literally shitty?
Like we only had like one good mic stand and like the rest were shitty mic stands. And Josh just there was nothing wrong with his mic. It's that it was a dynamic mic, not a condenser, and it just wasn't as loud as the rest of them.
I'll give you that.
Also, do you know that why most podcasts you listen to sound like crap? Because almost no one uses condenser mics.
Yeah, these puppies are...
they really do make a difference. Bro. It really makes a difference. And they're not that much more expensive.
Pros know.
Yeah. And pros choose condenser.
I get... Honestly, I've been copying and pasting an email for about a year now of what gear we use on the podcast. Because I get that email like every 2 or 3 months. And I just go back and find the last time I answered it and... People are shot. I'm like, dude, it's just stuff that we had.
Well, I mean, have you thought about actually listing brand names and see if anyone comes through and say, hey,
no.
Yeah, like I had the whole reason why I bought the FirePod, which is running all our mics and the audio for the computer, was because it was the best thing to hook up to GarageBand with. So when I was like wanting to record guitar into this.
Yeah, I mean, everything we have is for band. It's not for podcast.
Yeah, I was going to use like a little shitty, like one of those audio or a...
A lavalier.
Yeah, or some ghetto shit and to run my guitar. And then I think it was McGarry who told me, he's like, just get a FirePod. It's like $200. And then you'll be able to do like your entire drum set.
That thing's like $600. What are you talking about?
At the time, it was $200. Now they go for like $700.
Goes up in price. What are you talking about?
I bought that. It was only like...
Because that one's obsolete now.
Yeah, actually, that is.
They don't make that one anymore.
They make a badass version of that. It's much better. But yeah.
Get that one. Stick us with the cheap shit. Come on.
The whatchamacallit, the headset amp, wasn't that much either.
Dude, that thing fucking saved the day, too,
it's like
honestly.
Probably $100.
If we didn't have a headset, if we didn't have a headphone amp, I don't know what we'd be doing right now. We'd be splitting it by four out of one channel and like, or sound like crap.
We'd be listening to FDR Fireside Chats.
That's Wink on Hijinks Through Podcast. We tried last week to do, I saw some guys doing a video podcast and I thought it sounded okay. And they had like two condenser mics just on the table, jacked way up. And we tried that and it just sounds like you're in a fucking giant cave. It makes so much difference having discrete channels.
Come on, bro.
What kind of terrorist organization is this?
Listen, mother goddamn bitch. You got a FireWire connection on your sound card, bro. My computer don't have no fucking FireWire.
President of the United States, stop. Listen to our terrorist demand. Stop. Are you getting all this?
Is the Ustream working? Someone in the chat room tell me if the Ustream is working for my terrorist demands. Come on, bro. All right, one guy says he can hear it. The other guy says no audio, just video. God damn it. This is amateur bullshit.
Let me see if I can lower bits video quality.
Okay, a lower quality of 70. Okay, can you hear now? No, shit. Now they said the frame rate's too low. They can't even tell it's me. Fucking bullshit.
That would be funny if they set up terrorists with Max.
When are we getting a goddamn T1 in this cave?
Oh, man. I wonder if they have an opening for IT manager.
How do you... Mahmed, how do you print to the printer on the third floor? No, not the one in the brick room.
PC load letter.
The printers are listed as Jihad 1, Jihad 2, Jihad 3.
Well, which one is it? 3? Third floor? Okay. Well, that's all you had to... You don't have to get catty about it, bro. Just tell me. Goddamn.
Just point me in the right direction.
Is that a wireless printer? It's on the network, right? I don't know.
I could make fun of Osama bin Laden's tech problems for, like, the rest of my life.
So when he calls tech support, who does he get?
He still gets India.
Okay.
And he's like, what's up, bro? So like, hey!
That reminded me of 40-year-old virgin was on the other night, and then it was when he calls in about the... He has an erection because he ends up not having sex with that chick or whatever.
Right.
And he's all like, yeah, I still have an erection. And he's like, when was the last time you took pill? I actually didn't take your pill. And he's like, but you have an erection. He's like, yeah, I just need to get rid of it. And he's like, but you never took our medicine. And he's like, no. And he's like, well, you could have sex. He's like, yeah, it's not going to happen. And he's like, you could masturbate.
Masturbate.
Yeah, he's like, no, I don't want to do that. And he's like, you could take your finger and flick the testicle. And then, like, what was the other thing? He's like,
no.
You take out a match, or you blow out a match.
Oh, God.
And put the tip on your wrist, and that'll divert the pain.
Don't.
And then I forget the and the whole, like, conversation's awesome.
Don't.
Oh, creepy.
Don't.
Whatever, dude.
Okay, hang on. So what are we talking about for this post show?
Not erection.
I mean, I like where it's going. I don't know what we're talking about.
The last thing somebody posted was from Arcee's, who actually posted, I guess I know why Josh isn't there, and he posted the article about the data center being shut down for the...
Yeah, I saw that right before leak. When I was just cruising for articles.
Like, holy crap. Oh, is that where you found it?
No, I was just pulling shit, just news.
Yeah, it's something said about they've made arrests connected to the Wolverine leak.
They arrested Wolverine?
Yeah.
They can't keep him. No prison can hold him.
Not unless they put him in a plastic box cell. Oh, wait, that's Magneto.
That's Magneto. You can't contain his berserker rage.
Still, honestly, I mean, hands down, I think that is a fucking cool-ass scene. When he extracts the metal out of the guy's bloodstream.
Yeah.
Something's
different.
Fucking A. That was so fucking badass.
You've had a little bit too much iron in your diet.
That was pretty good.
It's really, really good. I love that movie. Let's see. So two crazy things happened with the site in the last couple of days. Number one, I was linked by something awful where they weren't being assholes about my comic. That's almost never happened.
So was it like a charity case?
No, they were talking about how much they hate Control-Alt-Delete and link to my comic. And said they liked it.
Oh,
wow.
I don't hate that comic. I don't know anything about it. I care.
Used to read it all the time.
I just know that it was a meme that people got mad about.
Sure.
I thought it was kind of tasteless, but I don't really give a fuck, honestly. It's just a comic.
It's funny. Yours was funny.
It was funny because I completely forgot it was April Fool's Day. And I just kind of woke up and started looking, and I was like, what the fuck? looked at it, and I was like, what the fuck?
You know what was really funny?
And then I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, shit, his first.
You know what's really funny? Is a bunch of people on Twitter totally got hosed by it. Yeah. I really like your new design. I don't know what this comic's about, but your new art looks cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I really like the new direction of your art. This is great.
Were they 14?
I don't know who they are. And then,
I did like some of the comic overs that people did. Were there only two? Were there any
more? There was like four or five total. They're in the comments.
One of them was pretty funny.
Most of them were about Josh eating too much bacon.
Yeah.
And having a bacon baby.
Or something.
That did kind of look like bacon pain.
Which was the thing when I did it that I thought was funny is, like, at no point was I saying Josh was having a miscarriage. I wanted people to wonder why he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
I especially liked Denise's sneak in there in the back of the head.
Yeah.
But in the comic, that was good. Worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
Dude, I spent that comic. I mean, I took his comic and basically traced the bodies
and then redrew the heads. I wanted it to be exact, you know?
Like, yeah.
I had to make a new pin to make the same kind of lines that he has in his comic, because they don't taper. They stay the same thickness all
did
the way around.
Did you whittle it out of sandalwood?
I did. And I sold it at Ren Faire. And that took, you know, like 4 or 5 hours. Making the site, making the website, which I'm leaving up forever at hijinksensue.com/cad-april-fools, I think. One of us is actually watching the video. It's probably me. Anyway. Making the site took like 6 hours. Because I had to steal Jesus. His entire site and then make it work in WordPress and like cut out everything that wasn't necessary and then relink it. And it was just terrible. And I remade the logo and the banner and everything.
Is that why you kept breaking shit?
Huh?
You kept making posts that you like the site was broken and...
No. My site kept going down. Like the day before, my site went down like 3 times for some reason. I don't know why. Actually, right now, because I'm using a new podcasting plugin, I don't have stats on the podcast at all. So I have no idea how many people are listening to the podcast right now.
Huh.
Well, and you have no idea what iTunes returns, do you?
No, I do. But, not without my stats, though. And I won't have them until I move the podcast to a new domain. Because, like, everything I do with the site conflicts with the podcast. Apparently, no one that makes podcasting tools expects you to do other things with your website. So, like, everything I do with my RSS feeds for the comic conflicts with the thing.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so what are we talking about?
Memories.
Like the colors of my mind. Mr. Watercolor Memories.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a spillover?
Of something? Questions?
Yeah.
No.
Burn
through all those mothers.
Aw, god damn it. Guys.
What?
Guys.
What?
You guys.
What?
It still put the video in 2 pieces, it looks like.
Oh, whatever. It always does that.
I'm gonna have to go check this out.
Do it later.
Fucking horse shit. I hate Ustream. God, I hate you, Ustream. I hate you.
Why does it matter?
Because it just never works. Just nothing ever works. I'll do it later. So anyway, we normally have a topic. Have you seen any lists lately?
Not really. I spent all week working on this presentation.
I hope it leads to
Let's talk about that.
I hope it leads to someone going, we should give that boy a job.
We should give that boy guns and missiles and bombs.
All right, you know what I can do? I can go over all the stuff that I didn't use as internet links. Number one, Demi Moore stopped a girl from killing herself on Twitter.
I also saw Demi Moore's ass on Twitter, thanks to her husband.
I saw that.
How does that work?
Her husband took a picture of it.
Like her naked ass?
No.
No, she was in panties.
But dude, that's pretty good.
Oh, that's great.
Hang on, let me take a picture of
he
that.
He just took off his pants.
Well, and here's the quick thing before, because I totally just derailed.
I didn't say who.
I derailed everything. Dude, their fucking masking system in Keynote
is brilliant.
It's fucking amazing. Like, it's like, oh, hey, you pick on this pixel little thing, and it totally dropped out the background without me having to do anything. So
it's science.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Just take a screen grab. Just take a screen grab of that.
Not because I can send the street
to
Okay.
Oh, you kids and your technology.
I was taking a picture of Eli's computer so I can post it on the internet.
He's taking a picture of a picture.
Yeah. I was taking a picture of Eli's presentation that he's doing tomorrow. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty straightforward.
What do you think?
It's because, like, it's very loose.
You're going to get there with 20 minutes of talk time, and they're going to be like, oh, no, we had you booked for 3 hours.
All right, no, they have me for an hour
and a half. Have you timed yourself? Have you done it? Have you done a run-through? Because you're going to come short if you haven't.
Yeah, I kind of did today. Like, I ran through it myself because I finished up everything. And
the cat's watching.
Yeah, I made the cat sit down. And I was like...
Did they give you a critique?
I was like, how many of you enjoy video games?
It was good, but not enough cat food.
It was good, but there was not nearly enough cheese.
Yeah.
I kind
of
ran through
more it chasing balls of string.
And it'll probably... Well, they have me booked for an hour and a half.
That's a long
time. Yeah, it is
a long
time.
Dude, you're going to talk for 15 minutes and then try and do an hour and 15 minutes of questions.
Sure. Well, no, he... Because I told him, I was like, well, I have a presentation thing and I have, like, videos I can show and whatnot.
The question is going to be like, where's a good place in Dallas to get a job in game design? And you're going to be like, bro, if you find out, tell me.
Because
it's fucking
email
tough.
Email me directly, and I'll have a slide with my email on it. Yeah. Email me at this email address.
You should actually.
And no,
I told him his final slide should be his resume. He was like, and by the way, just to make things kind of super and ironic,
if you reach under your chairs, you will find
a thumb drive with my resume, my headshots.
No, a lot of my slides were just to have shit like this.
That's
just because
fucking that's great. That's
just because
brilliant.
I wanted it.
That's nice.
It actually says that on the bottom.
You need a screen grab.
I'm glad that Keynote was easy for you because I tried to make a PowerPoint one time.
Fuck a PowerPoint.
And I wanted to put a fucking screwdriver in my temple.
I don't know what the big deal is about PowerPoint. Dude, it's not that hard.
It's nearly impossible.
It's
really
it's
not.
It's ugly.
It is
and
ugly.
Ornery.
Look how
and
easy this
is. Not the girlfriend that
watch
I want.
This. Watch this. Watch this.
See why? Wow. See why? Don't
wait. Are you going to have a remote, or do you have to do it by hand?
I'll have to do it by hand.
No.
I will loan you my
put
iPhone.
Put it on Denise's so MacBook and take a remote.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that now at this point.
No.
Just put the presentation on her MacBook.
Nah. Well, because I have videos and other stuff that are like. This is actually a really big file because I have videos embedded in all kinds of nonsense.
You need to have the jeans and the black turtleneck.
And you just say boom every once in a while.
And go boom. There. That's
boom.
Amazing.
I have cancer.
This is really, this is really
damn
beautiful.
It.
This is really beautiful. Look at this. Look how slim this is.
Look at this.
This is going to fit amazing. In your ass.
What?
But yeah, I don't know.
On my person is the new iPod. You can't see it.
iPod ass.
It's inside my cancer. That's
dude,
how good.
Dude, come on. Okay, so moving on. To my stories here. Okay, so Demi Moore stopped a girl from committing suicide on Twitter.
Bullshit.
Nope, was true.
How?
Confirmed by the police.
How?
Some bitch on Twitter.
No, it wasn't
was
directly.
Like, at Demi Moore, I'm going to kill myself. Does anyone care? And she ignored her, and then she said something again, and she's like, I hope you're kidding.
That's bullshit.
And then...
That's not fair.
And then...
Yeah, well, I've made people laugh.
She has like 400,000 followers, and so all of them started all the like MySpace of like, no, kill yourself. It's worth it. Life's worth it. Then they find out where she is. They call the police in her town, and the police found her, went to her house, and confirmed that it was a situation, and the girl had been taken to the hospital and was okay.
Well, anytime someone says they want to kill themselves, no matter what, is a situation.
Unless it's just a complete fucking joke. I have a story.
Silence.
No, I'm saying like it should be treated with the you know, the possibility that it's not. But I'm saying unless you're just being an asshole and wasting people's time. I knew a girl that was dating a guy online, had never met in person, I don't think. And he had told her that he was like this author, and I will not give out his name because it's still a friend of a friend, but it was a super fake fucking name. It's like if the name was Max Power or some shit, like it was super fucking fake, and it just seemed obviously fake.
I use that name a lot.
And,
not you, it's fine.
So they, one day he stops calling her back and stops emailing her and chatting with her, and like 3 or 4 days go by, and she decides that he must be dead. And so she calls the police in his town, sends them to his house, and she's freaking out. He hasn't answered the phone. He hasn't answered his email. The police get to the guy's house. Eventually she gets a call. Says, ma'am, the gentleman was fine.
And he's calling from inside the house.
he asked that you stopped contacting him.
Oh.
And that's all we can tell you. And come to find out, he's just some dude that meets chicks online, pretends to be an author or whatever, screenwriter, fucks with him for a while, and then just gives up.
Wow.
And she was like, I was in love with him. Weird. Not really.
Internet oh, internet.
Did anyone else see the Internet's Red Band strange. Trailer for Sacha Baron Cohen's Bruno?
No, but I heard somebody talking about it because they got the NC-17 slap.
It does not look funny.
I know, that's the thing. The only thing that made me laugh was the very, very end. No. I'm sorry.
I thought the guy sitting around the campfire were kind of funny.
I think it's going to be a little tired.
I believe it's beyond tired already.
Hell, he even changed the look of Bruno.
Seeing him shock people with a 5-year-old character is not funny to me. And I'm telling you, some of that stuff, much like after you find out that like half of Borat was staged, most of the stuff in this looks staged. Because if he had really crashed like Fashion Week and fucked up shit, it would have been on the news.
I think it was, actually, wasn't it?
I don't know. Sure, I guess maybe I don't watch E! News. I don't know.
There was a... Hey.
Maybe I don't get my news from Ryan Seacrest.
Hey.
Seacrest, out.
No, I think I remember something about... Yeah, I remember that little news bit that he crashed there. I don't know if that was staged or not.
Have you seen the trailer for The Hangover?
The Hangover?
Yes, I have.
That looks funny. That looks way funnier than...
That looks pretty good.
...than Borat 2.
Who's in that? I can't remember now off the top of my head. It looks pretty funny.
Zach Galifianakis.
That's
right.
Oh,
he's great.
Yeah. That's right. And this other actor, which I know everyone knows, but I can't remember his name. He's like the pretty boy. And a couple other randoms.
That's not another Paul Rudd, is it?
Paul Rudd? No.
I can't remember.
Or Apatow. I can't remember. Well, that's pretty good.
There's that one that's out now with the... Oh, fuck.
Observe and Report.
No, Adventureland or whatever.
You know that they were making that movie at the same time as, like, Paul Blart, Mall Cop. And they're like, there's another fucking Mall Cop movie? Yeah. God damn it!
The thing is, though, when the review comes out next week in the Dallas Observer...
DallasObserver.com.
it actually is actually disturbing, so it seems. Like, it's very dark and almost like...
When he was on The Daily Show, he said, like, no, this guy's like a psycho. I play like an absolute psychopath.
Like he's like bipolar.
Yeah.
He nearly date rapes somebody or something. So it's very dark.
I can't stand Anna Faris. I can't stand to see her in a movie.
She used to be funny.
Yeah.
She used to be funnier.
She only has that one like super ditzy character, and I'm just tired of seeing it.
Yeah,
you feel bad that she's completely stereotyped into that. Like, there's no way she's going to be able to do anything else ever.
Yeah, she's picking those roles. Nobody's making her do that.
Reminds me of how much Kristen Wiig has come along in her career on SNL and how much I love her.
She's hilarious.
Oh, man.
She needs to get off of SNL right now and go have a movie career.
Yeah.
Wait,
She's the... Yeah.
Is she called Baby Arm?
It's Baby Arm.
Yes.
Baby Arm, what's up?
She's the
that little skit that was really long. They were like a variety show or something.
It was Lawrence Welk's show.
With the baby arm.
And she had baby arms.
Oh man,
it was so good.
It was great. But all her characters.
I love her Target
hilarious.
Lady. That sometimes she's.
Oh yeah.
At Target, another candle. Where did you get this?
There was one she did with.
Approved.
It wasn't Target Lady. It kind of sounded like it, though, but it was when Steve Martin was on, and she was playing his wife.
Like the very conservative people, like the very, very...
No, it was like the makeup counter, and Steve Martin was playing the guy at the makeup counter, and she shows up, and she's his wife or something, but she's all kind of a screw loose or something.
Oh, right.
You remember that?
She's an absolute fuck job. Yeah, I remember that.
It's just funny because at the...
Some of her repeating characters on Update are really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Just so funny because she's like, there were balloons outside, Roger or whatever his name was, and he's like, those were birds. Oh, go back out, it's fine. And she said, there are balloons everywhere. And later she's like outside the window holding up a dead bird. She's like, look, it's a balloon. It's so great.
I liked she has even though these are simple characters, she's just really good at the comedy behind
she's
it.
She's hilarious.
She does the Just Kidding Lady. That talks like 90 miles an hour and then says just kidding, but it keeps escalating. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Like lies upon lies upon lies.
Yeah.
And then the lady that she does the skit with, and done in a while, but the lady that has to one-up you all the time.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
funny, too. It's funny for the first 2 minutes, and then it gets kind of tired.
I was born in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, like, right. space parents.
Right.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny.
And then she does
I'm
the
friend,
over...
I'm actually friends with Liza Minnelli, yeah. and we're actually going to go to a bar tonight.
Oh, she's my mom, and it's like, what? And it comes to the point where people tell her, no, stop. Like, no, get out of here. She keeps going.
That's pretty funny, but SNL, to me, is not the launching pad for a career that it once was, and I feel like if they don't get out of there and then go make good movies, like, they're never going to have a chance.
Well, they need... They're balancing that against, if I stay here long enough, I can be friends with the right people, and that will get me connected.
Well, dude,
you
honestly,
know?
I'll tell you why Tim Meadows won SNL for 16 years when nobody else was, is they still get paid a fuck ton of money. I mean...
On SNL?
Yes. They get a different scale depending on how popular they are, how good their negotiations go, and how long they've been there. But even $10,000 a week is not bad money, even in Manhattan.
You know,
it's
Tim Meadows is totally
money.
Stretching that out.
Look at Daryl Hammond. Daryl Hammond is only on the show for maybe 15 minutes a week. Rarely is he ever on the show. And he plays background
off.
Characters.
He's got to have a contract.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Until like 2020 or something.
I get the feeling from him for the last 2 or 3 years that he has been writing out a contract. That he has a deal with Lorne.
That's right. He's still on. That's weird.
He's barely... Next time you watch it, look for him. He's barely there. He'll play one background character in one sketch. And I'm thinking that he's writing out a really long contract, and he said, like, yeah, I'll appear, but I won't do anything else, and I won't write anything, and I won't make any characters.
He just does, like, impressions,
he
right?
does, like, Donald Trump.
Yeah, he just does the impersonations.
Yeah, and
that's
he's a really good impressionist, but...
Yeah, he really is, actually. He can do just about anybody.
But, man, I mean, he came on when Will Ferrell started.
That's right.
He's been on for a long time.
I guess he just doesn't care.
That was 95.
About leaving.
So that was 14 years ago. Okay, next thing. Men in Black 3?
I saw a blurb
Where was
about that?
That
somewhere.
And Ghostbusters 3 are officially being made now.
I'm excited for GB3.
The last thing I read was that Ghostbusters 3 was going to feature... the old cast and a new cast,
yeah.
which I think that's the only way they can do it.
There was an interview recently with Harold Ramis, and they were interviewing him about Year One, actually, which is coming out, and that looks hilarious, I think. And
it's kind of like History of the World. Sorta.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
that
like,
does look really good.
In the new trailer, they coin it as, you know, the first road trip ever, because like these two buddies are idiots and they have to go on this trek, and it's just set back in time. And of course, they make huge time jumps, you know,
yeah.
just like History of the World. But who cares? It's all in good fun. But they asked him about Ghostbusters, and he said, yep, yeah, it's all secure. The original cast is going to be in the movie. The office writers are working on it. We have not seen a first draft yet of the script.
The writers from The Office?
The writers from The Office, whom which he actually mentored.
Wow.
So it's very close. He's playing it really close, you know, to the chest, if you will, on this. But, yeah, it's going to have the original cast. But he said that they're not going to be central roles. They're going to be...
peripheral like, role.
They're going to be the original guys. And
yeah.
there's going to be a new crew that they're, you know, either training or mentoring, or the new crew will have to turn to them for
as long as Bill
sage
Murray's
advice.
There,
you know?
If Bill Murray's there, I'm in.
I think it's going to be good.
He's
yeah,
hilarious.
I guess.
With Apatow at the helm, I think it'll be really good.
Oh, I thought that part of it was quash.
I thought that was a rumor.
I guess. I mean, what I meant to say is those guys, that crew. I mean,
they might not be involved, though, what I heard. Maybe that was a total fucking rumor.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I had to redact. I did a comic about that, and I had to redact the link, like, later that day.
Hmm.
Because they said the Apatow thing was a complete fucking lie. I don't know. That
yeah,
shit changes so often.
I don't know. It would be weird. I don't know. We'd hold it to such high standards, though, that it would probably fail because...
You could have almost said that there was no reason to make a 2, and while 2 was vastly inferior to 1, it was still funny.
It was funny for the...
I like both.
...the time. I couldn't watch it now if it was on TV.
It's still funny now. One's amazing,
no,
but two is still funny.
2 is amazing, but 2,
the
if it's
gatekeeper.
On, I can lose interest in 2 and then kind of, like... fade off.
Beagle of Copper!
If I'm not, like, in the Ghostbuster mode... Yeah, I tend to like, but if it's near the end, I have to watch it.
Two was probably the first one I saw, actually.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I honestly, one's not funny until you're older and you can get the jokes.
The subtlety.
Yeah, it was a very sophisticated humor for what it was. I mean, it was PG-13, but
I think
it was,
part two was dumber. It was dumbed down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Very much so. I love the cartoon, though.
Man, yeah. When is that? Is that on DVD yet? Like,
I think so.
Is it like
I'm
the full
sure
real
is.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah,
I thought it was.
I need that. I'm tired of watching it on YouTube. Because there are some really like bizarre and dark episodes.
I don't remember specific episodes of that show.
I mean, if the devil wasn't coming back, you know, a gate to hell was opening up, or the dead were rising. It was always something very profound.
Despite looking forward to that, Men in Black 3 can suck my balls. I have no interest in that. That franchise was so dead after the first one.
They killed it at the end of the first movie.
I mean, well, the first...
I love the first movie.
The first movie's a lot of fun. The second one was so fucking god-awful, in my opinion. And it was the same plot. It was the exact same plot.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
You know what was good, though? The cartoon. Did you ever see that?
I remember the cartoon. Men in Black never cartoon, watched it.
It was good.
So, get this. Guess who owns the rights to the real Ghostbusters? And they do have it. They're the complete collection.
Really?
Time Life owns it. And Time Really? Life is selling it.
Really?
They have the complete set.
That's bizarre.
For $144.
It'd be like if Rhino owned it.
Yeah.
How many seasons is it? Like five? Man, I had some of those toys. Did you ever have those toys? Ghostbusters?
I had neighbor friends that did.
I had
Ecto-1 was pretty badass.
I had Ecto-1.
Just grown out of all that.
I had Ecto-1. You opened the back and a little tray pulled out, and it was like a gun turret or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I had that, and...
Remember Ecto-2?
It's a helicopter?
Yeah, it was like a little Velocipede. It was a little helicopter go-kart thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how many...
But the funny thing was the mechanism they came up with for doing the proton packs was that you would put the proton pack on their hand... But there'd already be a giant lightning bolt, a plastic lightning bolt,
you spin it,
4 feet long, right? Coming out of it. You grabbed the back and spun it.
And it was like,
and honestly,
don't cross the streams.
It should have just like had an LED light, because that made it really hard to play with. They can't really carry those around, you know?
7 seasons.
Wow.
Look at this, dude. Available for the first time on DVD. Get all 147 episodes of the real Ghostbusters, plus over 12 hours of bonus material. The special offer includes a deluxe Firehouse collector's box.
Oh, that's cool!
That's got to include some of the later episodes
comes with
where it's weird.
It's got like a metal tin. Yeah, I do remember.
It started to, like, the first maybe one or two episodes were very almost adult, you know, with the exception of Slimer having a joke.
Yeah, but like, then the characters they fought were like.
Yeah, they fought Sam Hain, and they fought like some crazy
they
African.
Sandman. Sandman was awesome.
There was some kind of scary shit in there, but then it got kind of juvenile as the show went on, and it got really stupid and
a lot more slapstick,
just more children friendly, you know.
Do you remember why it's called the Real Ghostbusters?
Because of the other Ghostbusters.
It was a live action show. It was owned by like Sid
that.
Marty Krofft, that kind of stuff. And they later developed it into a cartoon after the real Ghostbusters came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, we should capitalize off the word Ghostbusters that we do own. And so they released theirs. And their Ghostbusters was a car that was a ghost,
mm-hmm.
a living ghost car.
Shut up.
A dude, an anthropomorphic chimp, occasionally a hot alien chick.
Oh, my God.
And weren't they? Didn't they coin it as he was related to like one of the guys?
I don't remember.
In the cartoon,
I don't remember
to try to get kids. But oh yeah, it's cool. It's another one, you know.
But they had like magic. Like all of their like ghost fighting abilities were magic. And actually, I really liked the cartoon when I was little. It was a lot of fun. But I was really confused as to why there were two things called Ghostbusters.
Have any of you guys ever seen the show Paranormal State on A&E?
No.
No?
No.
Speaking of Ghostbusters.
Wait, is this the one with the whole,
those are the college kids?
That's the
college. Yeah, I've seen.
It's not Ghost Hunters on the Travel Channel. It's Paranormal State, and it's about this guy who
went. I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, he went to college, and he started up a paranormal society, And from that point on, this was like years and years ago, and they actually would go investigate.
Weren't they like from Penn State or something?
Yeah.
Strange and random? Like
yeah. That? And it's actually pretty good because they're very scientific. Yet at the same time, they embrace the, you know, the other side of things too. So I don't know.
I heard weird things about that. Like it seemed even more staged than Ghost Hunters.
Well, I think in the editing.
Like the ghost jumps out and they have frat tattoos. And they're like, oh shit.
Cover it up.
To cover that up.
We can cover it in post.
Michael Caine says the Riddler is the next Batman villain.
Michael Caine.
Wait, can I just...
Matt Wayne?
Can I just end in real quick that...
that's all I can hear him
Master
say.
Wayne. Matt Wayne.
I didn't realize that Winston on the real Ghostbusters was played
Arsenio
by
Arsenio Hall.
Are you fucking kidding me?
How could you not listen to
Who's the rest of the cast?
Well, it changes throughout the time.
Cheech and Chong, obviously, as in Bill Murray.
Lorenzo
Music.
Was Peter Venkman, but yep. Peter Venkman was also played by Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
That was later.
That was later.
Yeah, I love how Dave Coulier took his Bill Murray from Caddyshack impression made that his Peter Venkman. Yeah.
There was
you got that going for me.
Buster Jones played Winston.
Obviously, classic Buster Jones.
I don't know. It changes throughout whatever, but I didn't realize that was our scene.
Lorenzo Music was a big time
Garfield.
Yeah, he was a big time 80s comic cartoon actor.
Yeah.
And the same voice for Garfield and Peter Venkman.
And for every character he ever did, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dude, that voice wrote its own ticket, man. He'd do whatever the fuck he wants with that. You know, is it Frank Welker who does every animal who's ever been in an 80s cartoon?
Yeah.
And even now?
Yeah.
He's also the voice of Curious George, which my daughter watches.
I love that. What, the movie?
No, the cartoon.
The old school.
No, there's a new cartoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Oh, that's pretty educational. But every cartoon he's ever done has been like Dog from, you know, cartoon. And he's like really good at like cartoony animal sounds. So Riddler is the next Batman villain.
Who was he giving an interview this time? Because this is not the first time he's leaked out information. And it was, people were wondering, is this real or what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Michael Caine drunk or what? Or
It's going to beat the Riddler, Master Wayne.
And he's saying this as he's holding his Academy Award.
And scotch. His Academy Award's full of scotch. Yeah.
He cut the torso off and he's drinking out of his Academy.
Yeah. The head screws off.
It's a flask.
It's a flask. If you wouldn't mind, hand me my Academy Award. Screw the head off, Master Wayne.
So who's going to play him?
I don't care. Here's what I think they should do. I think the only way the Riddler is going to work is if instead of, like, you know, leaving clues with boxes with, like, tennis rackets pop out and, like, leave, you know, that's such fucking hackneyed bullshit that it needs to be, like, fucking Seven, where that kind of villain who can, like, leave clues and
so
lead you.
So phenomenally smart.
Yeah. He can lead you on a path to discovery of his crime,
which is
while fucking with you at the same time,
which will eventually lead to your destruction.
Yeah,
as opposed to, oh god, I'm gonna get caught now. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's more obsessed with this game that he's concocted than with actually not getting caught or whatever. And to me, that is the only way I could watch the Riddler and not feel like I was back watching Jim Carrey or some shit.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be at all flamboyant or off the wall. I think he's going to be, at least I hope, will be scripted as very cold and calculating.
It's
going
to have to be a brand new character because the comic books never touched on him being
cool.
Yeah.
He would wear the bowler and the suit, and he'd be very like, I wouldn't say debonair, but just kind of like, I'm an evil accountant type of guy.
I guess he just got a
super smart.
I think it could be like, you know, in the first Batman, they really didn't call Scarecrow the Scarecrow, really. Like, I think I don't think they even have to call this guy the Riddler.
No. No one really called the Joker the Joker. It was kind of, that's what, like, okay, well, that's what he's known as. He's a Joker.
I think, like, in this movie, they could say the police are calling him the Riddler, but then, like, never say it again.
Yeah.
And just go by, you know, Edward Nygma or something. Call him Edward Nygma.
It's a perfect part two setup, part three, if that's in fact the Riddler, because it's going to be down to who's the Batman?
I wonder who
is this vigilante, you know?
I wonder who they're going to cast it. or who they're gonna.
It's just so hard,
well, dude. I guess... Make it Kevin Spacey. Make it
no,
Seven.
No, no way. What?
Well, you know,
make him like a murderous.
That's what I just said.
But yeah, but
sorry,
I mean,
I'm not paying attention.
Aw, come on.
I guess what I'm saying is though is like the comic book world never embraced the Riddler the same way they did the Joker, because like. You go to any
they
comic
kept
book
reinventing
store.
The Joker and making him darker and darker.
Yeah, and it was great because...
Well, he was always his nemesis, though.
Like, yeah, they kept exploring the further darker
like
areas.
The Penguin's worthless.
Yeah.
You can't do anything with the
well,
Penguin.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
they could. I think they could.
They could, but, I mean...
They could make him the...
They have to reinvent these characters.
What they'll do is... I've had this conversation with a lot of other people shortly after Dark Knight came out, talking about, okay, part three. What are we going to do for part three? They could do the Oswald Cobblepot, megalomaniac, super CEO antithesis to Bruce Wayne. He's running a show. He's the mob's gone.
Right.
He steps in to do the new crime of Gotham City, which is corporate crime, money laundering.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if they could do both of those in this movie.
And then bring in the Riddler. The Riddler just comes in because
to unmask Batman.
Yeah,
or
because
something.
He's taking because the Joker's locked away. There aren't any... The Joker was running amok. He's gone now. Who's going to take over? Who's going to take that mantle? Who's going to be the new bad guy?
The Riddler would have probably already figured out who Batman is.
Well, and
the
thing is...
Threatened to expose
somebody, it. Somebody had pointed out to me how, like, the dude from Dark Knight...
Well,
the guy...
I did. I'm the one...
Well, yeah, but wasn't it because, like, his name was Mr. Reese?
Mr. Reese.
And it was, like, Mr. Reese,
who?
You know?
Which guy?
The guy who figured out, the accountant who figured.
The accountant, yeah, because he finds the Tumblr, the prints for the Tumblr.
Oh.
He tries to blackmail.
When Lucius Fox says, why don't you go work the numbers again? Like, basically, go do
some
busy work.
Yeah, his name
work.
Is Mr. Reese. And everybody was like, Mr. Reese. Like, he knows who he is. He knows he's Batman. But it's like, but who the hell is that guy? I mean, he's not a major actor that's well known, but...
They could pick that up. Or they could...
Recast him.
Maybe that guy is like, okay, I know the secret. I'm going to go try to sell it. Or I'm going to produce something.
Well, and just like with the Scarecrow, they're going to have to finish up with Harvey Dent at the beginning of the next one, too.
He's dead. Or in Arkham. So. He's in Arkham.
When did they catch him?
What, Two-Face?
Yeah.
When he fell off the thing.
When he was in custody with Commissioner Gordon. When he was passed out on the ground and all the cops came running.
Yeah, Gordon's not going to...
Oh, right.
The question is, runs off. The question is he dead or is he still alive? And they said that he's dead because Batman says, no one can ever find out who it is. No one can ever find out what happened to him. He's got to die as Harvey Dent.
Oh, right.
So that's either right. He is dead or
I'm
he's
stupid.
In Arkham.
I completely forgot that. I'm thinking of the Joker ending and not of the Harvey Dent ending.
Joker is in Arkham. Joker did not die. So everyone's locked up. There's an empty throne.
No, Dent's dead then.
You think he's dead?
Dent's got to be dead.
They could just wash him out and he's done.
Yeah.
We don't need to go back to him.
No. And he was the whole focus of that movie.
Yeah.
Even more so than the Joker. The movie was really about the rise and fall of Harvey Dent, so...
I think it was about the rise and fall of Batman.
Because it parallels the Dark Knight, so...
The White Knight, Dark Knight, et cetera, et cetera. But,
what?
I keep finding dinosaur things on Etsy.
What are you doing? We're doing a post show!
I'm listening!
You're just an audience member!
I'm listening, and
she's
I'm
recording
talking.
And commenting.
Okay, whatever.
Can't get a word edgewise.
Oh. What do you think about Batman?
I don't care.
You don't even want to.
I think it's going to be... Oswald Cobblepot as and people will say, oh yeah, he's like a big old penguin. You know, he's not really going to be the penguin. He's going to be Oswald Cobblepot.
But he will be like, meh, meh, meh.
Yeah, he'll be the antithesis to Bruce Wayne, because what if the news, what like you said, the Riddler would be smart enough to figure it out. What if the Riddler does come out and say, yeah, it's Bruce Wayne, everybody. What?
I'll tell you this, though. Here's what's fucked up, though. I think it'd be sad to pair the Penguin and the Riddler again. Then
not if they do it right.
Then especially from them being the previous villains that really made this series.
That killed it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Penguin...
He can't fight.
Batman
Don't
Returns,
let him fight.
Batman Returns was still a good movie, even though the Penguin was just revolting to see on screen. But then, you know, Riddler and Tommy Lee Jones and he was the troll toll in that movie.
Yeah, he really was.
Oh, he was gross.
But he wanted to get into the cat hole.
I kind of think, though, that they are going to have to do a Batman Returns this next one because
that's essentially he's or on, it could be Nightfall.
He's on, yeah, that's true. I mean, it depends. But if they're going to do that, then it's like, well, you're now absolutely guaranteeing that you'll give us another Batman after that because you're going darker.
I really don't. I think Christopher Nolan, if he does do this one, which I really hope he does, he's going to be like, that's it, I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore.
I don't think Bale will do anything past 3.
Unfucking believable, man.
That movie's going to be fucking long, then.
You and me?
We're fucking done. We're professionally. Done.
Don't you think it's weird how he doesn't have an accent when he's doing that? Is that
McChee, what are you going to say? He's just sit there?
Is that how in character he is that he even doesn't get loses his accent when he's mad?
He's a method actor.
He gets into it. I mean, I'm sure he's thinking, fuck, motherfucker posthumously won a fucking award because he drove himself nuts. I'm not doing my shit right. You know, I got to work harder. I'm like, you know, maybe he's locking himself up in hotel rooms
in,
with
the
robots
and twins.
The Illusionist. Or was it The Illusionist?
No, it was The Prestige.
The Prestige.
We were just talking about that. I want to see that so bad
again. The Prestige was on...
So good.
Again, or...
I want to see it again, like, right now.
Oh, it's so good.
It was on TV the other day, and there's that scene where he loses it on his wife. Like, he just loses his shit. And I was like, dude, it's exactly the same way.
She's fucking done professionally.
Yeah, it's exactly the same way. Like, I forgot what... I think when it's like she gets all pissed and tells him he needs to quit doing... You know, the whole bit or
he's
whatever.
He's unfucking believable.
He practically does. Like, he totally goes into...
And that's what's great about that movie. It's about the commitment to the craft.
Oh, good for you! Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. When he loses it, it's so great because I'm like, fuck, it's so close to the real thing.
Dude, he's a nut, and thank the universe for nuts like him because he makes some of the greatest fucking movies.
Have you seen The Machinist? That's actually a really good movie.
Yeah,
you
they're talking about another commitment to the craft.
To me, his performance is good to watch, but I did not like the movie.
Really? I really liked it.
I thought it was a poor man's Fight Club.
What?
I don't
get that at all.
It's got the same premise as Fight Club, exactly.
No, it doesn't.
His imaginary friend is in his head and not really his enemy.
Spoiler. Yeah, but spoiler. I think a different dynamic with the story, the story's, you know, constructed.
See, to me, it was all about watching his emaciated body for 2 hours and going, weird. What the fuck is wrong with Christian Bale? And like, but his performance was amazing, but I don't know, I thought it was weird. I also like read up on it. There was some reason they had to film it in Spain. I don't remember why. Anyway, it's filmed in Spain and then made to be America in post.
Yeah, because it's like Canal Plus, Canal whatever.
Yeah.
It's like the production house. Studio Canal Plus.
It's called like El Machino or something like that. It is. That's what the actual title of the movie is, and it says The Machinist in parentheses.
And the official car of El Machino is...
the DeLorio.
El DeLorio.
So how do the doors on the DeLorio work? They obviously don't.
There were no
up.
Doors. What are you talking about? Garbage bags.
Yeah, you just take off the tape.
It comes with taped on garbage bags.
Did anyone hear about the Three Stooges movie?
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is up
it's
with
like
that?
It's like Benicio del Toro, Sean Penn, and Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey is supposed to gain 40 pounds for the role.
Whatever.
He's playing Curly.
So
he's a method
weird.
Actor, too. He's a fucking weirdo. El Machinista.
There you go.
Is the actual name of the movie. It's not called The Machinist.
It's good. Go watch it.
The Machinist is just listed as the American release title.
Oh.
El Machinista. Por favor.
Drives.
El DeLorio.
El DeLorio.
Christian Bale does DeLorio commercials in Mexico.
In Mexico.
Hey, this is Christian Bale.
Unfucking believable car.
Unfucking believable car, the DeLorio. I don't even have my accent. I'm so pissed that I can't be driving it right now. McGee, what are you going to do with this DeLorio?
Anything you want.
Could you call someone McGee if they asked you to? I'd be like, fuck you, McGee. Suck my balls. What's your real name? His name's like Edward McGinty.
Like Gaylord McGinty or something.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Gaylord fucker.
No wonder then.
Fuck McGee. That's ridiculous. McGee!
The Prestige.
I'm not gonna do this as long as he is on set.
The Prestige is great, though. I gotta give props to David Bowie.
You know what I realized?
I never saw the other one.
Oh, neither did I. I heard it was stupid.
No.
Yeah, I heard it was bad.
here, you know what I've decided about David Bowie? He is Nikolai Tesla.
I think so.
And he's just been reinventing.
He actually has that machine.
Disappear. Yeah. He's been reinventing his identity every like 60 years or whatever.
God, that ending's so great.
So spoilers, because I have a question, because I forgot something about that. So spoilers for The Prestige, which is probably the best movie ever, and if you haven't seen it, I don't want to ruin it for you, so stop listening now. Okay. If I remember correctly, when Wolverine is in the machine...
Wolverine and Batman.
It zaps him.
And therefore his adamantium becomes null.
Yeah. It zaps him.
You mean the very first time, or the time when they reveal how...
The real trick. The it zaps him... It clones him
right. And
sends the clone to the other side, and it seems like he's killing the original every time.
Yeah.
No, the whole point is he doesn't know. He says that when it happens. He said, I don't know who I'm killing, if that's me or the next me.
Oh, he doesn't know if he stays there.
But the clone...
Because their memories are the same at the point of arrival.
They're the same person.
It's a duplicate with the same memories, the same anima, right. The same everything. That's the creepy part.
But he doesn't know if... the physical matter that was him is staying on that platform or is being transported.
Exactly.
Okay, so I was right. He could essentially be killing his original self each time.
Right. Yeah.
So the first guy who died was him originally.
Yeah, having all those dead bodies in the water
up.
At the end.
It was
you're
so
like,
good.
God, why did you get rid of him?
So good.
You could have had an army.
I love how Christian Bale is like trying... to the end of his brain to figure out this fucking trick, and it like drives him to ruin. And then, then when his brother has to break his hand,
so good.
Break fuck that! When they switch roles, at the end for you know,
oh
fuck
for the
it,
finale.
I'm doing this for you because you know the whole prison.
Well,
thing,
I figured it out.
That's like, oh,
I figured it out about halfway through when I'm like, oh, his friend is. Him, that's Christian Bale. Like, wait, that's
I kind of got that feeling.
But they're not necessarily trying to hide that from you.
Yeah, probably not. But like, he's carrying himself. Like, he's walking like Christian Bale. That's Christian Bale, and I'm like, it is misdirection. Mm-hmm. That was a magic trick in the movie, basically.
That, well, yeah, and the whole reason they do that is because they want you to think that
that's the big
Wolverine's
deal.
Is like, oh, well, his is a trick too, and you'll figure it out. And then you're like, oh my god, it's not a trick, it's for real. And you're like, son of a
bitch. See, as soon as the wife was like, sometimes he's wonderful to me, and then half the time he's an asshole. He doesn't even, it's like he doesn't even care about me.
It's like he's a different person.
And I'm like, holy shit, it's two dudes, come on.
Yeah, I know.
And then you're
sitting there, I think everybody said that.
Yeah, but you're like, ugh.
And then what?
I've so figured it out. Yeah, but then... you're still trying to piece together Wolverine. You're like, oh, wait a minute. So
yeah, it's a trick.
He's probably got homeless people.
I love when he's like, this is the fastest you could possibly do this trick. And he does it like four times faster. Because he's practiced. Like, he can actually... what was he doing where he can like bounce a ball in one of them and catch it by the time it gets across the stage? But he was doing it for real.
Yeah, he was.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, he had his double.
I thought he actually found a way to accomplish that for real.
Who? Wolverine?
No,
that was Wolverine?
Batman.
Batman had his double the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
they were both
time.
Performing during that time.
I just thought that he was like saying, like, this is as fast as you could possibly do it, and it's not possible to do it any faster, but he does it faster. Maybe not.
No.
I need to see it again. Also, I had the whole Wolverine thing figured out as soon as they hinted at it, and I went, oh shit, the hats.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, holy shit, David Bowie's magical hat garden. Those are not a bunch of hats.
So you
those
made
are
a,
duplicate
so
hats.
So you made a hat machine, right on.
Yeah. I loved that.
I didn't get that.
I loved that David Bowie Tesla didn't know where the hats were, so he thought nothing was happening.
Right.
Yeah, what kind of a scientist is he?
I loved it.
He also made that whole forest disappear in Russia, but you know.
Right.
Bowie's in space. Boys and players.
What do not there, man?
That's pretty freaky, Bowie.
Ooh, Bowie!
Do you have one really freaky sequin spacesuit, Bowie? Or do you have several
changes?
That was the best line in the whole damn song.
Do they smoke grass out in space, Bowie?
Are you up to date?
Or do they smoke AstroTurf?
No, I've never seen season two. I've only seen season one.
Oh, it's great.
Is this that show again?
Oh, it did? Well, then I can probably watch it in like 2 hours now.
Yeah, it just ended a couple weeks ago.
Are you going to go watch that show?
I mean it, mine and
my way. You're talking about Flight of the Conchords, right? Funky. Are they going to watch it when they come through?
I'll try. They're
probably
coming to Nokia, right?
Yeah. It's probably
I
want to
go
huge...
so bad, but I can't. Boys in. Actually,
grass or astroturf.
You know what's funnier is when you go find the live versions of that on YouTube before they tightened it up or whatever, and it's a lot more like freeform and like,
oh yeah,
it's the like their humor. They usually have at least two versions of every song, one that makes sense for an audience and one that makes sense on a record, you know, mm-hmm. and the one that's for the audience is usually a lot better.
Because they're able to, like, act stuff out.
Yeah. Facial expressions and whatnot.
Like, their first HBO special, that's when I first
was really
found
good.
Out about them. I was like, oh, man, these guys are awesome.
Yeah. By the Conchords. Highly recommended.
Those crazy couple Kiwis.
God, the whole sketch where Bowie is talking to them, too. He's like, I'm 1984 Bowie from the movie Labyrinth. Yeah. Brent, does that freak you out?
Dance, magic dance.
Does that freak you out, Brent? No, not really. All right. Brent, do you know where I'm going? He's like, no, I don't know where you're going. Going to space, Brent. Going to a party in space. Does that freak you out, Brent?
Freak you out.
Is it like a freaky dream? Is it like a really freaky dream, Brent? No, David Bowie. It's like a...
And then every morning he's like, Jermaine, were you No.
He's walking on the side of the wall. Yeah. Like, it's so fucking great. Oh my god. I think David Bowie is the funniest thing in the world. Like, when they revealed him to be the sovereign of the Guild of Calamitous Intent.
Oh, fuck
in
yeah.
The Venture Brothers, I'm like, no.
Been watching season 3 on DVD here this past, and then, past week.
And then Dean's like, the guy from Labyrinth just turned into a bird.
I highly recommend watching the commentary on season 3 with Doc Hammer and Jackson Public.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome. And I was just telling Eli about this earlier. It's like, they talk about, you know, oh, so here's this episode. We did this, we did that. And due to limitations, oh, look, there's a fuck up right there. Ha, ha, ha. And they're saying, you know, we always see these things on the message boards and we get asked at cons. People are like, oh, well, an episode this and all this stuff. And what is this? And did you intend for that? And they're like, what? No.
Yeah.
Like, we're just...
They were talking about when they made Dr. Girlfriend knitting something. People were like, is she pregnant? And they're like, she's fucking knitting. I don't know.
Yeah,
we just made her knitting.
No, because we just had that clip and we put it in there and it was cheap, you know? And they're always talking about, like, oh, it's so great when we don't have, you know, Dr. Venture and Brock in the episode because it's so much cheaper to do.
Oh, without the voice actors.
Because yeah. They said, oh, we saved so much money. This is a great episode.
James Urbaniak really commands that much money? I mean,
guess so.
Dude, he's on Seinfeld.
No, that's
Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton's, yeah, he's probably a pretty in-demand voice actor. But no, James Urbaniak hasn't done all that much. He played R. Crumb in American Splendor. I mean, I've never even seen him in another movie.
That's a great movie, by the way.
It is really good.
Harvey Pekar!
Get out of here.
My man, I talk like this because I'm angry at the world. There's no physical reason why I should sound like this.
Want to listen to some records?
Yeah.
Some jazz?
He's actually going to be here. He's going to be in Denton pretty soon.
Some records?
Talking about jazz.
Are you serious?
It's going to be at a writing convention. He's going to talk about his jazz reviews.
Huh.
Interesting. I mean,
that's weird. Though I will say, regardless of what they pay him, they should keep paying him because the Dr. Venture is fucking amazing. I love that voice.
It's just so funny. They go on and on because people get so disappointed
in the mommy place
and angry because they're like, "How come? What? Like we don't put that much thought into it. Really, we don't. You know."
But it seems like they do because the shows are so well produced.
And they do, and they talk about their process and what they do. They write separately, and they each just have stuff that they've always wanted to incorporate in stories, and they do it whether or not they can afford it.
I always think it's so weird how out of order the episodes get aired in.
Yeah,
because every time
they write them out of order too.
That too. But if you read Jackson Public's blog on LiveJournal, he's like, okay, this was supposed to be the season finale for season 3, but it ended up being the premiere of season 4 or whatever. Like,
yeah,
that happened with the episode before the season finale of last season. of two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was supposed to happen in the following season.
The wedding.
And so if you watch it, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
The wedding is the final episode.
Yeah.
The one before that doesn't make sense chronologically. There's, like, people and things in it that should have happened after you saw that next episode.
I don't remember.
And I don't remember what they were exactly, but it's like, yeah, they're totally out of order. Like, sorry. Deal with it.
I need to get caught up on that show.
OSI.
Where are you?
I don't know.
Oh, God. It needs to be G.I. Joe's.
OSI. And
they basically reinvent G.I. Joe as an organization of all gay secret agents.
Oh, God.
Well, they're not openly gay, but they end up being
they're
gay.
They're super fucking gay. They're super gay.
I just remember that episode where he turns into like a caterpillar.
Yeah. Dr. Girlfriend injects him with a serum.
So gross.
Turns into a worm.
A and
he starts cocooning. It's disgusting.
That's a great one.
Oh, I almost vomited.
His glasses are taped to his head.
Oh, it's so disgusting. He's just cocooning the whole... Oh, it's so gross.
And he starts spitting it out. Why am
so
I doing this, boys?
That just seems so natural.
Yeah.
I need to loan you. I don't think you ever watched Frisky Dingo, did you?
Mm-mm. No shit, are you serious?
I only caught a few episodes on.
Oh God!
On Cartoon Network.
You can watch the whole series in like 2 hours.
You can watch it online, can't you?
Yeah, but
it's hard to find on the website.
Like a good,
it's all like
a good version.
Frisky Dingo is basically you watch the first four episodes so they can set up the inside jokes for the next
two seasons.
Yeah,
and then it's all inside jokes.
And it's all inside jokes. So if anyone watched like episode 13, they'd be like, fuck?
Yeah, you definitely would be like, well, I don't understand.
Because they don't care anymore. They're not trying. They're just like, no, we're doing our thing.
It becomes so self-referential at a point that there's almost nothing. And that alone,
and that's,
if you take it as a movie, it's hilarious.
And that's part of the reason why I need to watch it properly.
Master Cylinder!
You know?
Yeah, and the whole like Bali cost and all that stuff. And
right.
It's just like amazing.
There's
awesome.
A rapper named Taquil, and he wonders why people didn't like his last album, and they show it, and it's called The Bolocaust. He's holding a basketball, and he's like dressed as a Nazi, and he's got a hot Jew prisoner on a chain.
Oh my God!
And it's called.
And
the Bolocaust.
He's like, I don't understand why nobody bought my last record.
Yeah,
it's really good. Awesome. That show's.
Oh my God! It's
awesome.
Worth it just for Killface.
Taquil's big Killface. Song is All That Jizz. And it's done by Killer Mike, and it's actually really well produced.
So,
but
I was playing. I've been playing Killzone 2 on PS3, and like you're a dude, and you're fighting these evil dudes, and they wear masks. And if you know what Killzone is, you know what the dude looks like with the mask because he's on the cover. He sounds exactly like Killface. I'm not kidding. Like every time I play it now, it's like
Killface.
Yeah,
it looks like him. And
Killface keeps talking, and I keep expecting him to be like.
But instead of
naked, I get that on the blue tubes?
The blue tubes. No, you can't has cheeseburger.
I love him so much. He's so good.
Oh man.
What's his kid's name? Simon.
Simon.
Don't do it, Simon.
That's our last bolt, Simon. Damn it. I had my stuff. I'm masturbating here right now. Man, my stuff. we're probably done. Are we done? We're done.
Yes.
I say we're done.
Oh,
done.
Take us out with Little Queen. I like that.
So this is the post show for Hijisu Podcast number 50. Thank you for donating, for subscribing, and for whatever reason brought you here to this place.
Hi.
Feels like the beginning of the show.
Picture all of us like riding off on horses.
This is the commercial for the DeLorean. And now for 2009.
Like different angles of the DeLorean, like coming over the hill. Like
it's constantly jumping over things.
The border.
Yeah.
Jumping over fences. The wings, the doors flap out in mid jump so that it can get over the fence.
And it's on
it's
fire.
Like mask.
And the bottom's like fire, not included.
But probably will catch on fire.
GM presents the Lord.
It's JMA.
one door.
Hey.
One headlight.
It's hey. Hey. Hey, M.A.
Give me fried chicken.
The 1984 DeLorean tire is not included.